All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA, the only hour all week where it ain't sports. Usually it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, volleyball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. But we get this 1 hour to talk video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. I am a gamer. Like you, I don't make the games, but I do judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? If it's fun, then I'll play it. We can get hyped or unhyped, is that a word, over specs and such things, but when it comes down to it, if a game's fun, we'll play it. Doesn't need amazing graphics. Tetris? Where's the amazing graphics there? But we got addicted to it. You know what I'm talking about. I want to hear from you, though, my unpaid correspondents. What do you like? What's good? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-PLAY, 7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, neophytes, hardcore gamers, everyone in between, newbies, come on in and get heard over this great land of ours, this land of Romania. No. Lower in Contig, 48, Mexico, Canada, on terrestrial radio, also on Sirius XM, the Dan Patrick channel, 211. Great to be on Sirius XM. Also, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, on your cable provider in 35 million homes. Also, American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. So we'll talk about some news in the video game world. I will also give away a brand new game at 40 after, as I always do. And I'll let you know the new releases this week as well. And a cheat code at the end of the show as we stream through sportsbyline.com and SBNationLive.com as well. So we only have about 51 minutes left, so let's get right to the video game review.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Alabama. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered. And now at Staples, take up to 50% off select chairs and up to 75% off select desks. Plus, with 25% off Staples furniture support, we'll assemble your new furniture and guarantee it against wear and defects. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. Ends 9/3, in-store only.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is the Video Game Review. If you have a video game question, comment, or concern, don't be shy. Call us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. So over the years, we know that COD, not the fish, but Call of Duty, has had some very funny, hilarious, weird, controversial skins, as you would say. Like, I'll never forget playing Call of Duty, and I forget which Black Ops it is, obviously, because Black Ops 7, it's on its way, but I forgot which, and we're all playing 6 right now, but I forgot which one it was where all of a sudden I saw Jigsaw from Saw running around. I'm like, what? And if you go on Call of Duty and you look in the store, there are all sorts of weird and I've never paid for them, but I've earned some, you know, where you're like on fire and all that stuff does, or you have neon lights, it makes you a million times easier to spot and get shot. And then if you're like a Grim Reaper dude with big old cape, you can see that guy a mile away. I always wondered why anyone would pay for a skin when you don't see it. You know, it's like a tattoo, on your back. It's for other people, I guess, to look at, right? but I bring this all up because a lot of people got bent out of shape that we had a Beavis and Butthead collaboration, if you like. And there is a there's another one that's coming up for American Dad as well. And so there were a lot of people. Now, I have no problem with a
Beavis and Butthead collaboration.
He said, but
I am Conan Harleo. I mean, that's all good. Good American fun, right? Humor. But a lot of people were saying that the in-game issues with those operators were, it was just glitchy beyond belief. And it seems that Treyarch was going to double down and say, tough. Because now that we're in the season four for Black Ops 6 reloaded update, you know, you're going to have the American dad come in as well. And they've already put out a video showing Nuketown and a cel shaded way of looking at it. But I mean, we've even had recently TMNT. You can play as Raffaello if you want. And so this is why when you think people say, oh, my gosh, this game's being cannibalized and it looks unrecognizable now. But that's the thing about playing online. Now, you can go ahead and try your campaign. But when you play multiplayer, it's arcade. You die and you respawn. I mean, it's like a knife fight in a phone booth. How many times have you spawned and got immediately shot? Is that frustrating? Oh, not at all. And then that's why you get these kill streaks. And I never pick a kill streak. It's like, oh, if I get 50, I'm not going to get 15 in a row. I probably got 15 in a row four times in my life. And hundreds of hours. It's just not that type of game. You can't camp. And so you just have to get, it obviously takes some skill, but you got to get lucky beyond words too, that people aren't spawning right behind you, which can happen as well. And what happens when you get like in a 6-on-6, you know, team deathmatch, everyone runs and all of a sudden where you spawned, they are, and vice versa. So that's why I love, and I'll get into it in the next segment. That's why I love the Battlefield games, because they don't get into that. Now, we did get to a point where, you know, not just Hollywood, but the video game industry was so petrified that they weren't going to be diverse. And I mean petrified that they weren't going to be diverse, that you could play Battlefield and you could be, you know, a female of a different ethnicity fighting for the Imperial Japanese, or you could be that for the Germans in World War One. You know, how come no one looks like me? And the last thing they're going to say is, well, it's mostly historically inaccurate if we do that. And they're like, oh, no. Well, they don't want to be on the wrong side of anything that can be construed that way. And I don't blame them, really. They're in the business of making money. They don't want any controversy. They'd rather have the controversy of being historically inaccurate than to deal with that. So whatever it is, like I said, I judge the game on whether it's fun or not. You know, how many games have you played where you didn't like your character, but it was really fun? You know, I know someone who whenever they play Fallout or Skyrim, these Bethesda games, he makes his character look as disgusting as possible. And every once in a while in third person, other things, you see him. And then I'm like, why? It's making me nauseous. And they're like, oh, it's hella funny. I'm like, all right. And he goes, well, what do you do with yours? Like, I try to make my guy look like a stallion. Try to make him look cool and tough. And that's why the sometimes you're torn between, you've got some ridiculous outfit that gives you three times more protection than the thing that looks cool. And it's like, well, I guess I have to wear this clown outfit, whatever it is, because it's better. But anyway, people upset. Oh, it's beautiful. But look, that's what it is. It's arcade. Okay. That, and it's fun and it's goofy. And this is why, you know, over the years, when you see the person who has a diamond encrusted Mac 10, you know, they put in 5,000 hours, you know, and believe me, it's not like I haven't just played sporadically. A lot of my guns are gold. Now, you might laugh at that. If you have diamond encrusted, then you would laugh at gold. But you have to be pretty pimpy to get gold skins. And oh, I very proudly let the gold rock. And you know, who's impressed by it? The strangers that I'm playing online with, who I will never know and never meet. And yeah, I guess, you know, it's just like if you wear something out in public, you're not going to know the people that you know. You'll never see them again. It's just a way of that's how you roll. So the Beavis and Butthead thing doesn't surprise me. The American Dad cel-shaded level for Nuketown doesn't surprise me. It doesn't make me mad. It's Call of Duty. This is why a guy who's dressed like Jigsaw will have a pink zebra-striped MG42 from World War II and will shoot you and might even give you the finger. That is the game, and we all know what we're getting into. So if anybody's upset by Beavis and Butthead, I don't think you understand what Call of Duty is. For better or for worse, that's kind of what it is. All right, let's take a quick break. We will come on back. Your thoughts at 1-800-878-7529.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. It's nice to have you with us. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game, as I do at 40 after the hour, wherever you might be listening, coming up in the next segment. I was mentioning Battlefield, and Battlefield Bad Company 2, probably my favorite game ever.
Really?
Yeah, probably my favorite game ever. I also love Battlefield 1. That was an amazing game as well. So we do know that Battlefield 2042 was not great. And listen, as disappointing as that game is, I'm going to say was, it's still out there as the latest one. You have to remember that nobody bats 1,000. And the bar gets raised so high, and it's sort of like, you know, Fallout. We were so excited for Fallout 76, and then Todd comes out and says, hey, you're gonna play online and other people can kill you. It's like, wait, what? We don't want that. It's sort of like now with the rumors with Battlefield 6. And said, oh, they'll have a battle royale. I can't stand battle royales. They don't do it for me. It's just not, I'd rather play multiplayer. And whether that's EDM or kill confirmed, whatever you want, rush, defend, I like that better. Even the huge, massive 64-on-64, whatever you want to do, everybody has their own cup of tea. But it's just sort of like, well, that's what you do now. You have, it's sort of like when Bioshock came out. Bioshock, one of the greatest games ever for the Xbox 360, which was an exclusive until it finally did get over to the PS2. Is it PS3? They threw in a multiplayer, and it was basically you had a shotgun and you ran around in like a parking garage, and it was one of the greatest games ever, had one of the stupidest multiplayers ever, because they just said, oh, shoot, we have to have multiplayer. I remember playing a basketball game that was so bad. The best part about it was Carmelo Anthony mini game playing skee ball, and I ended up just doing that. So anyway, Battlefield 6, we now know from EA and DICE that there's going to be a 3-day event at the end of this month, starting July 29th, and there'll be developer interviews, content creator involvement, promotional package. We do know it's only next gen. It's next gen. It's just like highest gen right now. Xbox Series X and S, PS5, and PC. And we have had so many leaks and so much gameplay that we've seen so far. And a lot of people are wondering what the name of the game is. What's the name of the game? It's the name of the game. Wasn't that an ABBA song? Apparently, it's going to be called Battlefield 6. That's not really a earth-shattering thing, but that's fine with me. It doesn't need a subtitle or sobriquet or any other nom de plume. Battlefield 6 is okay with me. Sounds better than Battlefield 2042. And then an open beta will then launch. We'll find out what it is. So there was a image that was put out. It looked like kind of like a steel box. And it said Battlefield 6 on it. And it was all wrapped up. Like it was going to be, you'd cut it open like a present and it would pop out something cool. They had it on there and then it got deleted and then they brought it back. It said Battlefield
6 on it. So that's why everyone thinks that's what it's going to be called. And the event is called EV Event, not Battlefield Event, which means Battlefield 6 is not the only game that EA is planning on revealing at this little dealio. But at the very least, the Battlefield title is what we've been waiting for. Now, people say, oh, this is in the next fiscal year, which could go until March of 2026. Everyone is predicting the game to come out when they usually do, which is October or November. It's usually October, sometimes November. They want to jump on Black Friday. And Black Friday is when a lot of companies make sometimes as much as 50% of what they're going to make the whole year. So this whole hullabaloo for this big blowout, they said that the game will definitely, this is the truth, that it will definitely launch before next April. Huh? So I think, you know, there's been a lot of testing labs, as I say. And honestly, if a beta comes out in July, I'm never going to say it's too early, but a beta usually means they're pretty close. And then I could see a November release as well. But a lot of stuff looks familiar. You know, the Battlefield has always been the best when it's come to vehicular combat as well, with tanks and even fighter jets and some things. And I always think it's funny when a fighter jet is going like 10 miles per hour, 20 feet over the ground. Hey, you want things to be realistic. You know, the one thing, though, I got to say as I interrupt myself yet again, when people say, hey, we want realism, we want realism. Well, you're never going to get the realism of somebody shooting at you. Like, I like to, being a Californian, we can't fire full auto at gun ranges here. But whenever I go to Idaho or Nevada or Arizona, any of these places, I'll go to a gun range and I will fire full auto and modern weapons and World War II era, whatever it is. But when you walk back into the range and you can hear that, you know, that compression on your chest with the, I mean, that's like, whoa. And those people aren't shooting at you. So you can only imagine how terrifying it is when people are shooting at you. So you're not going to capture that. As much as we want realism, though, there is one thing that I don't ever want to be real, and that is the concept of reloading in a third of a second. You know, you got your assault rifle, maybe it's got like 32 rounds in it, and then you immediately just take a new clip and put it in less than a second. And yeah, I don't need to take all day reloading. But the thing that I think is absolutely the one thing that I thought was just earth shattering about how much it costs to make Battlefield 6, because, you know, usually it's like, well, it's going to take at least 2 years. And you think about the Call of Duty going in between Treyarch and Infinity Ward. I'm more of an Infinity Ward guy myself ever since Call of Duty 2, World War 2 was so awesome. That was Infinity Ward. But every 2 years they come out. Well, Battlefield 6, according to an EA developer, Ars Technica, says that Battlefield 6 has cost EA north of $400 million to make so far. And I can tell you right now that that's not real. It's just not real that it's cost nearly $500 million to make this game. How can you be sure, Rick? Because I am. It's like, I remember like 20 years ago, when I was switching networks, somebody wrote a blog saying, well, you know, Rick Tittle makes over 200K. And I'm like, what? If I made that, I wouldn't be switching. What are you talking? I work in radio. I'm driving a Hyundai over here. You pulled up in a Hyundai. Little Glengarry reference. So I think people get, so look, this is a report. If EA said, oh, it costs over $400 million. There's no way. Let me just tell you what I'm basing it on. We know for a fact that Battlefield 2042 costs $22 million to make. That's a lot of money to make for Battlefield 2042. I cannot believe that it's cost more than 10 times that. $22 million to make a video game is a lot of money to spend on a video game. But of course, you're going to make that money back. It doesn't make fiscal sense to spend almost $500 million on a game, because then you're really risking taking a huge bath on that. So you might see that headline. I've definitely seen it, and I have no proof. I have no proof anyone landed on the moon. I believe it. I don't believe this. I don't think there's any way you go from 22 million to well north of 400 million. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll give away a brand new game right here on the Video Game Review, y'all.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever.
Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
The Video Game
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco, Sports Byline USA, SBNationLive.com. Are you listening on SLC Sports Radio in Salt Lake City? We've just been on there for a couple of months, still new to the Salt Lake area. Would love to hear from you. I used to have a guy years ago in Price, Utah, that used to call me all the time when he was listening on the network. Maybe you're in Price, Utah. 1-800-878-PLAY. All right, it's time to give away the game. The game is called Dread Zone. This is for the PC. It's developed and published by eShed. Here's the blurb. Quote, Dread Zone is a survival game set in a deadly quarantine zone. Scavenge for resources, craft tools, build shelter, and survive against dangerous animals, zombies, and mutants and other survivors. Explore the zone where desperation drives everyone to do whatever it takes to survive. Now, I have this game just came out 3 days ago, and I have not played it, but I've seen a lot of videos of it. It's first person. It actually looks really cool. So I can't vouch for it yet, but I can vouch for it looking really cool. Once again, called Dread Zone. My question is to answer, second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com, the email address, rick@sportsbyline. My question is this a survival game or is this a game about skee ball? Just let me know. And second correct answer to rick@sportsbyline.com will win the PC game Dread Zone, developed and published by eShed. Brand new. All right. Thank you for that. And a little bit later in this segment, we will get into all the new releases. And remember, when a game comes out, then other games come down the shelf, and then you get a... What do you get? Well, you get a little bit of a discount. I did see, which was cool, last week that Rugby League 26 came out. Now, there's Rugby League, Rugby Union, Rugby Sevens. There's all different disciplines. But this was PS4, PS5, Xbox Series, X and S, Xbox One, PC. And I remember the times when I was in England. I briefly coached football there to the police department. That's American football because I'm American. Also, those are the Bobbies. I've learned more today than I have in 10 years, coach. And I was writing for a soccer newspaper that was also printed over there. That was at Waltzeston's, called European Soccer Weekly. But I remember a kid had a PS2 and he had a rugby game. And I thought, why don't we have that? And then there was Ian Lehrer's cricket. And I thought, you know, I don't really like golfing, but I like golf video games. And I thought that would be cool to have a cricket video game. Not yet. At least not on consoles just yet. All right. Now, I just got done saying, oh, there's no way that Battlefield 6 costs $400 million. Well, in a similar vein, last week, video game VC, not Viet Cong, but venture capitalist firm Convoy with a K, they shared their predictions about GTA 6. They say Grand Theft Auto 6, in the first 2 months of release, will make $7.6 billion. Now, when you hear that, then you think, well, spending $400 million on BF6, maybe that's not too bad. But David Ahmed, the director of research and insights at Nico Partners, said that is a very aggressive forecast.
And he said that there's no way that that will happen. Ahmed pointed out that GTA 5 sold 32.5 million copies in 3 months. That was in 2013 when Xbox 360 and PS3 had an install base of about 166 million viewers. Remember, that's when the PS4 was coming out and the Xbox One. So that's just under 20% of players who had either console. So, I mean, look, Rockstar is probably not going to fight that. They probably like hearing that, you would think. But look, the video game industry makes more than the motion picture industry. And used to say, why? Now, as I very deftly, if I may say so myself, segue into the motion picture business, because we did find out this week which actors will be playing in the live version of The Legend of Zelda. This is a film that is slated for release May 2027. So we're looking at a year and a half. And we got the announcement 2 years ago that it was in the works. So I guess it took 2 years to write it and set it up. So Link will be played by an actor named Benjamin Evan Ainsworth. Remember, three names is serial killer or child star. Hopefully not both. Benjamin Evan Ainsworth and Princess Zelda would be played by Bo Bragason, who is a girl. That was my grandfather's name too, Bo. He wasn't a girl, but he was from Denmark. Boholt. So this was back in 2023. Nintendo said that it was partnering with Avi Arad's company and they're going to build a live action movie. Remember, this is a game that came out in 1986, the very first one. And there were a lot of people who've been anticipating who it's going to be. Machine Gun Kelly, not the real Machine Gun Kelly, the singer, Machine Gun Kelly 2.0, he basically campaigned openly to be Link. Now, too many tats. Actually, too old, too tall. There were a lot of people who thought maybe it was going to be Hunter Schafer, who's in Euphoria, because he also said, I would love, who wouldn't like to be? I mean, in their defense, who wouldn't want to be Link? And so it was actually Shigeru Miyamoto, the legendary designer of this game and many others from Nintendo. He announced on Twitter, I don't think I'll ever say X. Anyway, he announced on Twitter that these two will be the stars. He said, I'm already looking forward to their performances. He wrote this in Japanese and translated. So they said they already have May 7th, 2027. So looking at Benjamin Evan Ainsworth, and he looks really, really young. He is the actor known for voicing live-action Pinocchio, which he was in with Tom Hanks. Ainsworth was also in a Canadian television, Son of a Critch, and the Netflix miniseries, The Haunting of Bly Manor. Now, I did see The Haunting of Bly Manor. I don't remember him. Most recently, he played Lester Smart in something called Everything's Going to Be Great. Can't say I saw that. Ainsworth said that he has started acting since he's 7 years old. And there's some advice from him. We can skip that. Now, getting to Bo Bragason, who's going to play the daughter of the King of Hyrule. She was in 2021's Censor and 2024 The Radleys. On TV, she has appeared in Disney's Renegade Nell and the BBC miniseries Three Girls. I don't know any of those. She began acting at 11 years old, and she said she never had any formal acting training. But look, I think I'm looking forward to it. As I said, it's a year and a half. The only thing I'd say is that just on, you know, the surface of things, Bro Bragison looks like, you know, she could be a young lady, but Link, Benjamin Evan Ainsworth, he looks like he's 8 years old. I'm sure it'll be fine. And I'm sure that he'll be able, I mean, that's part of the thing too, right? Is that Link is a young boy. We'll see. Okay. Don't lose any sleep over it just yet. Maybe a little bit later you can. All right, let's look at the new releases this week, which are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. We have Kick in Hell for the PC. The King is Watching on the PC. BlazBlue Entropy Effect. This is for your phone. Phones, I should say, Android and Apple. Luto, PS5, PC, Xbox Series X and S. Misc, A Tiny Tale, like M-I-S-C, period, miscellaneous, PC and Switch. Monument Valley 3, the 4, the X and S, the PC, the 5, and the Switch. No, 1. Resident Blade on the PC. Vile Exhumed on the PC. Wildgate, this is a space spaceship fighting shooter, PC, PS5, X, and S. A game called And Roger, which looks very simple and very creepy on your Switch and PC. Animal Shelter 2 Simulator. I bought this and I didn't get an animal shelter. It's just a simulator. PC. Cards and Towers. This is a fighting game on the PC. Doronko Wanko. Sounds like bad words. This is a PC game. Very cartoony and cute. How cute is a game called Doronko Wanko? Elemental Towers on the PC. One Man's Trash with the R backwards, like Toys R Us. PC. Wheel World. This is a bicycle game for everything but the Switch. WWE 2K25 for the Switch 2. Finally starting to get more titles than not a lot at launch. Boulder Dash, 40th anniversary on everything, including your phones. You can't avoid that one. Clutch Time Basketball Deck Builder. This is a basketball card game for your PC. Diner Bros 2 for the PC. End Zone 2 for the PC. This is not football. This is an apocalypse game. End Zone. Hotel Galactic. This is a cutesy game for your PC. Mini Painter for the PC. SPLIT, Split, all spelled out, for the PC and Linux. And also for your, this will be, what's this, Thursday release for the Switch 2. It is, finally, Super Mario Party Jamboree Nintendo Switch 2 Edition. And this comes with Jamboree TV as well. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come on back with a cheat code on the video game review, y'all.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much. And a couple minutes left. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. And just want to get to the cheat code and the cheat code request. Just send me rick@sportsbyline.com. This comes from Yolanda. Yolanda! Yolanda says, Rick, huge Star Fox fan and yours. Thank you. You're a fan of mine, I take it. Thank you for that. Yolanda says, how do I get to fight against the jackpot machine? I like that, the jackpot machine. The slot machine, or a fruity, as they call it, fruit machine in the UK. Look, Star Fox on the Super Nintendo was groundbreaking.
Dibby-dip, dibby-dip, ready, dibby-dip, dibby-dip.
What you do is go to the third level and the second stage. Once again, I guess they call it course three. Course three, second stage. Use the plasma cannon to blast the large asteroid on the lower right-hand side. If you do that, a bird flies out. Fly up to the bird, and you will fight a slot machine. Once again, course three, second stage, plasma cannon, blast the large asteroid, lower right-hand side. Bird comes out, fly up to the bird, and fight a slot machine. Why is it there? Because it's cool. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.